USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate has passed President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. The bill passed Saturday morning along party lines by a 50-49 vote. Following the measure's passage, President Biden thanked those senators who voted for it, saying it was something the country urgently needed.
I want to thank all of the senators who worked so hard to reach a compromise, do the right thing for the American people during this crisis, and voted to pass the American Rescue Plan. It obviously wasn't easy. It wasn't always pretty, but it was so desperately needed, urgently needed.
The package now goes back to the House for reconciliation and is expected to be on the president's desk this coming week. Biden and congressional Democrats had wanted to get the measure into law before federal unemployment insurance expired later this month. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee.
And today we have a message for you women out there. Are you premenopausal, postmenopausal, or maybe you're in the middle of menopause right now?
Ouch.
Listen, we have thousands of clients that have reported reversing all of their symptoms of menopause. Or maybe you have thyroid imbalances. Same thing for those women. Listen, this is your time.
Absolutely. You can reverse all of those symptoms and you can be your real joyful, exuberant, and lean self again. Ladies, I don't care if 6 doctors told you you can't lose that fat after menopause or in menopause. You can. We have done it hundreds and hundreds of times, even in a medical setting documented. So make your action call today. Log on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com,
or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Some churches in Florida, already struggling financially in the pandemic, are now facing more difficulties. Mike Fortier reports from the USA Radio News Florida Bureau.
Some thieves appear to be targeting several churches in Central Florida. Surveillance videos show people stealing cash donations from church mailboxes. One pastor says thieves took hundreds of dollars. Another church in Apopka victimized 3 times. The pastor tells Orlando's Fox 35 he understands people are facing tough times, but so are churches.
But a lot of churches are struggling because tithe and offering and that sort of thing is way down because people are not in church.
Another pastor says he believes in forgiveness, but he also wants justice.
And Mark Pavlich, who played center for the 1980 Miracle on Ice Olympic hockey team, has passed away. Pavlich died Friday at a mental health treatment center in Minnesota. A cause of death is still pending. Pavlich assisted on Mike Ruzioni's game-winning goal to beat the USSR at the Lake Placid Games, later spending 5 seasons in the NHL. Pavlich was 63. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The influx of migrants at the U.S. southern border grew in February, according to a new report, with border agents detaining nearly 100,000 people in the month. That's the largest number of detentions since mid-2019. The Biden administration has scrambled to find the resources to deal with the influx of people, while critics have called out their refusal to call the situation at the border a crisis. Congressman Henry Cuellar says it doesn't matter what you call it. The Texas Democrat tells Fox News that the Biden administration needs to own and deal with the situation.
Look, we can play with words. Is it a challenge or is it a crisis? Let's look at the numbers. Since August of last year, the numbers have been increasing. And especially October, November, and December, we were hitting 70,000. In January, we had 78,000. And this is, again, under the Trump administration. Now moving into the Biden administration. Biden might have started under Trump. But when you're the president, you own the situation. Whether it's a success or not a success, it's going to own it. I think in February we're going to get about 100,000. And again, I don't care what we call it, but I can tell you this. Those numbers of people that are being released, they're purposely withholding that information. They've been told not to withhold that information. I now know that they're bringing people from McAllen over to Laredo, processing them in Laredo, and they're going to release them in my community. I represent the Valley and, of course, part of the Valley in Laredo. And I've seen this before.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.